'cause I'll give you all I've got to give. Take on board the things you said, and I promise you I'll give you my best. I've learned some things along the way. You can't take back the things you say. You can't undo the things that you've done. My life's my home, and every corner of this house is a milestone.
Love it. Adam Brand joins me now. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Fantastic. And congratulations on the milestone.
Thank you, mate. Thank you very much. It's been a wild and crazy ride, mate. But I tell you what, I was just trying to think the other day how long it's been since I've been to Rocky and done a show. Last time I was at the Great Western Hotel was with Barnsley in 2009.
Oh, really? That long ago?
Yeah, so I don't know what's happened there, mate, but long overdue.
Mate, you'll love the Great Western. They've done it up. Just looks fantastic.
Wow, fantastic, mate. We are pumped and ready to go.
Adam, take us back 20 years. I mean, tell us about those early days. How tough was it?
Oh, I didn't think I was going to last 20 months, let alone 20 years when I first started. But, mate, I came over from Perth. I was a young guy, just, stars in my eyes, dreams in my eyes. I told my family and friends back home in Perth that I'll come over here, I'll give it all I've got for a couple of years, and then I'll be back to find a real job. when it all ends in tears, basically. But I basically just didn't want to live my life without saying that I gave it my best and gave it everything I had. You know, so I had a little garage sale, I had a little place. And, sold everything I had, all my possessions in the back of an old XF Falcon Ute, mate, vinyl seats, three on the tree and busted door handles, and drove across the Nullarbor, and here we are today.
Adam, they say timing is everything. I mean, those mid-90s, country music in Australia really was growing, wasn't it? It was at a peak.
Mm-hmm. It was certainly going through that growth spurt, you know, and I think it was off the back of what was happening, you know, out of America with, you know, Garth Brooks and Dunn and Alan Jackson and all those great acts that kind of revolutionized country music. And that sort of made its way over here. I remember sitting at home watching an ad come on TV for Garth Brooks, and there's this guy jumping around stage and smashing guitars. And I just went, wow, I don't know what that is, but I'm going. and there's this wave of this new country music sort of just swept across Australia. And I think that's what we've got today is a result of that. Obviously, the pioneers like Slim and all those people, you know, had set up the foundation for our industry. But that this new wave certainly started those mid-90s, as you say.
And Adam, you became one of the leaders along with the likes of Lee Kernaghan and some of those great artists. Did you take a responsibility for the path of country music?
No, I don't sort of really feel like that. I certainly hope that I influence some other young artists, you know, positively in the last sort of 20 years, and hopefully, you know, let them see that it's possible to, to have a career in country music and not have to be a complete traditionalist and just to explore the boundaries of country music and, you know, put in your influences. I grew up on Elvis and Christofferson and then Mellencamp and the Eagles and Chisel. So, you know, I guess my country music is a bit of a hybrid. So, if I've sort of opened the door to some of these younger artists who can then go and explore what country music means to them, well, then that's what I hope for.
I mean, country music artists, they're renowned as storytellers. And, I mean, this is a different show for you from that point of view. You're getting up, you're telling your story along the way too, aren't you?
Certainly, yeah, mate. It's a 20-year journey that I'm trying to wrap up. You know, probably wrap up in one song. So in 3.5 minutes, I've tried to wrap up what that 20-year journey is. And it's not just my journey as far as it's not just a musical journey. It's a journey of life. And in life, we all, you know, if we look back at our last 20 years, no matter who you are or what you do for a living, there's roads you took that took you to somewhere special. There's roads you took that took you to somewhere you'd rather not go back again, you know. So it's, so this song, Milestones, talks about the things you've learnt along the way, and stopping, taking stock, and then looking forward to the next 20 years.
Well, let's talk about those next 20 years. Do you stop at this stage and think about what you'd like to achieve over the next couple of decades?
I think for me, it's more of a case of arriving at a place where I feel really, really comfortable, and really, really, really blessed and you know, and lucky to be doing what I'm doing. And then, so I think my next 20 years, the book's open. I don't think I want to chart it or strategically map it out. You know, I'm loving being on the road. Me and the boys in the band are just absolutely having an amazing time this year, and I'm lucky enough to tour with some great friends and brothers, and you know, Matt Cornell, who's you know, who's been with me now for about the last eight, nine years. You know, he's also making great strides in his music and releasing great singles and stuff. He's on the road with me, and I've got Damien from Viper Creek Band, and
brilliant,
and all these great mates on the road with me. So for me, I feel lucky, mate. Really lucky.
We can't wait to see you at the Great Western Hotel this Saturday night. Adam Brand in concert. Milestone is the song. 20 Years Milestone is the album and the tour. Tell you what, Adam, don't leave it another 10 years before you come back.
Promise, mate. I won't. Absolutely. We'll be back soon, hopefully. Well, let's see what happens Saturday night.